You know, Facebook has a lot of great things about it, and it's got a lot of bad things about it. But most of the times, the good things outweigh that. I've known this next person on Facebook predominantly since 2014, but a little before then as well. She has written a book. And the book is titled Life is Good, Wit and Wisdom from a Vermont Homesteader. Nancy Johnson, good morning, and thanks for joining us this morning.
Good morning, Marshall. Thanks for having me.
Like I said, I looked it up, and I said, wow, I've really known and we've conversed on Facebook and in other things for well over 6 years now.
Kind of crazy.
I didn't realize that you were that you had written the book until you actually brought it out. I mean, my first question to you is, why did you decide to put these words in print, actually on paper?
I'm not a writer. I'm an accidental writer.
Yeah.
And it started because friends on Facebook, as a matter of fact, complained about their day reading about other people's ugly memes and political angry things. And she said, please, you know, tell me about your day. Tell me what you saw, what you did. And so I started doing that, and from there I gained readers. And then people said, please, write a book. And I thought, I'm not a writer. No. Finally somebody said, really, you should. I love your work, and if you write a book, I'll help you. So I rolled up my sleeves, got several books worth written, and then he crapped out on me. I didn't know what to do from there. So I sat on it for a year and found my way to an editor, and in a month's time, from the time I started speaking to Stephanie, who's my editor, my book was done. It was a shock, to say the least.
So now we'll talk a little bit about you personally, where you're from, how you grew up, and what I find out with almost, I'll say, 90% of the interviews I do, people end up doing something in life that is such an offshoot from what they were doing before that. So let's talk a little bit about your background, Nancy.
I grew up in Brooklyn Heights, Pataduke in Brooklyn Heights, but I never belonged there. I never, ever, ever belonged in the city, and eventually met a man from the Hudson Valley and married him and moved to Chatham. And then from there we moved to Millerton, which is how I got to know you and
yep.
all the other wonderful people down that way, and Sharon and places. So from there, I moved to, we had four children, four boys, and then we moved to Vermont. I'm a singer-songwriter. That's what I consider myself.
Well, that's I think that's how I first met you, when you were in that phase.
Well, I'm still in that phase. I'm still singing and writing songs, still doing that. But also, I'm writing books. So there you have it.
Well,
I think how life goes.
Yeah, well, I think because when I look at your book and I look at your introduction, you've, like you just said, wife, mother, homesteader, chief cook, bottle washer, which is a great expression, by the way, gardener, forager, singer, songwriter, friend. I mean, you have experienced a lot of different things, and I think that's the avenue, your creative side through the music and performing, and obviously now. Through another avenue, which is writing, the book Life is Good, obviously gives you the channels to kind of, life is like a checking account. You take a lot in, but it's also good. You can't have too much in without letting some of it out.
Oh, that's a wonderful analogy. Oh, really? Yeah, you're absolutely right. It pours in, and after a while, it just comes back out. You just can't help it.
Now, what we're talking about with Nancy is her book, Life is Good, Wit and Wisdom from a Vermont Homesteader. When we finish this interview, this will go up on our on-demand page. And if you click on a picture of the book, you'll be able to order it directly from Amazon itself. And I'm just going to take a little bit of one of your writings called Bugged. Last night, I went to a music jam, and as I was standing there, my right side kept tickling me as though a bug was crawling on me. I kept trying to find the bug and sweep it away to no avail. Arr. Then it hit me. It wasn't a bug at all. My friend Scott had just changed his guitar strings, hadn't clipped them, and it was the strings that kept touching my side as he moved that tickled me. Love getting the heebie-jeebies for no reason, really. Now, I think everybody has been in a position at one time or another where something like that has happened. Maybe it's not a musician, but I just think it's a great little nice story. If you're having a, I think the great thing about this book, even if you have an, if you're having a few minutes at your home and you're down in the dumps, open up the book and go to any one of the pages. Is the therapeutic benefits of writing something like this, is that one of the things why you did it?
I can't say that. I think it pours out of me. Music pours out of me. Writing pours out of me. I really like people, and I really like to connect. And my wicked sense of humor comes into play a lot. And I think that these are the kinds of things that other people go through as well. And so I tell you what I'm thinking, what I see, what's happened. I'm really following Leslie Jackson's advice or pleading when she said, please tell me about your day. And so that's what I do. And I never considered myself a writer, and I don't think part of it is that I don't really have a novel in me. I'm in awe of people who can write 600 pages of novel and have it all connect. Really, for me, it's just about short vignettes, little pieces of a day, and what we see and do. And I think that the kinds of things that I go through are the same kinds of things, as you said, that other people go through.
The thing I like about this book, and I'm sure people remember Chicken Soup, Thoughts for the Soul, and everything, that the book that came out and the many books that follow on that. But the thing that I always found about that, it kind of preached to you. This book really is just kind of like a resource of great stories that it doesn't preach to you. It doesn't reach out about good for the soul. They're just stories that basically when you finish them, you've got to have a little cry, a crease of a smile on your face.
Oh, thank you. That's really nice. Yeah, I never meant to preach, although I will say I do carry my soapbox around on my side at times.
All right. Now is it true you're also a hemp farmer?
Yeah.
All right.
It's hemp, and hemp farming is an interesting thing. People think that you're going to get rich quick if you grow hemp. Well, let me tell you, you're not, and it's enormous, enormous amounts of work. Among other things, one very quick piece of this is that you need to sex plants. We had 8,000 hemp plants in our field last year. And you have to walk every single plant and look at them to be able to tell the males from the females, because all the CBD oil is in the flowers. And if you have male plants, they pollinate the flowers, you lose the flower, you end up with seed, and there's not a lot of CBD in the seed. So you actually have to walk the field every single day and check for males, which is not the end of the world. It takes a while, it takes hours. But where the problem comes in is if you have females, you can tell the males from the females. They're very obviously different. But when the females get stressed, some of them become hermaphrodites. So now they are both male and female, and that is not so obvious. You literally have to dig your way down into every single plant and check for the male parts. Because if you have male parts, they can pollinate the females and other females around it, and now you have seed, not CBD.
It's interesting. It's interesting. You've got an interesting life going. Any more? any more books in set for the pipeline?
Yeah, I've got one on dog stores I'm working on. I've got a Christmas book coming out hopefully this Christmas, and I'm working on a cookbook.
Well, once again, Life is Good, Wit and Wisdom from a Vermont Homesteader, Nancy Johnson. Nancy, it's great to finally talk to you again, because I can remember many, many years ago talking to you. I think you even came into the station and performed with NASCAR Dave one day, I think.
Yeah, we did. That was me and Lori McGee.
Yep.
We came in to raise money for the food pantry.
Yeah, absolutely. Well, it's nice speaking to you again, and stay in contact, and I'll keep following you on Facebook.
Thank you, Marshall. It was lovely to speak with you, too. Have a wonderful day.
Take care, Nancy.
Thanks. Bye.
Once again, Life is Good, Wit and Wisdom from a Vermont Homesteader, Nancy Johnson. You can find it on Amazon.